بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. People often travel for various reasons, whether material or moral. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم traveled many times during his youth before the prophethood, and after his prophethood between Hajj, Umrah, campaigns, and trade. Travel often removes masks that conceal people's true natures. And it is called safar, travel in Arabic, because it reveals, yusfir, the character of individuals. Therefore, traveling upon the earth and contemplating the wonders of the creation increases a person's knowledge of their Lord the Almighty and certainty that this universe has an administrator and that there is no Lord other than Him, and that there is none rightly worshipped besides him. The traveler contemplates, and then reflects, and then fears, when they see the marvelous work of Allah and His great power. It is the work of Allah who perfected all things. Indeed, He is aware of what you do. Allah Almighty denounced those who lost this delicate sense by saying, "And how many a sign within the heavens and the earth do they pass, while they therefrom are turning away?" Travel has praiseworthy elements as well as difficulties. So leaving behind boredom, weariness, discomfort, and distress caused by people and place to contemplate the creation of Allah, or to seek beneficial knowledge, or to maintain ties with relative or a brother in faith are praiseworthy. At the same time, travel is a source of hardship and difficulties because the heart becomes distressed and the mind preoccupied due to the separation from family and loved ones. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Traveling is a portion of torment. It deprives one of his food, drink, and sleep. So when one of you has accomplished his purpose, let him hasten back to his family." The meaning of torment is the pain arising from the hardship of riding and traveling, leaving behind what is familiar. Some scholars, like Khatabi and others, have said that the exile of an adulterer is a form of punishment, and travel is a type of torment. A scholar was asked, "Why is travel considered a portion of torment?" He immediately replied, "Because it involves separation from loved ones." So know that travel at this time is different than travel in past times. Roads have been paved and various types of vehicles are available. People move on land or fly in the air or sail through the sea as they desire. Time has also shortened. What used to take months with great difficulty can now be accomplished in a few days or even a few hours with minimal effort. A person may sneeze in the east and another in the west may respond with Alhamdulillah. This confirms the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the shortening of time is one of the signs of the hour, as narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. And despite the ease and comfort of traveling, the dangers scattered here and there have not vanished. In the air, one rides a plane through the expanses of the air, suspended between the heavens and the earth, and flirts with doom. One's fate may hang upon, by the command of Allah, a loose screw, malfunctioning electronics, or a damaged engine. This underscores the need to seek refuge in Allah Almighty, and to anticipate His grace, which is expressed by adhering to the etiquettes of travel and avoiding disobedience of Allah in His air, between His heavens and His earth. This necessitates the removal of evils from airplanes and the avoidance of sins and immorality, such as watching obscene movies or listening to lewd songs. And if you are amazed, then marvel at what the polythets of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time used to do by turning to Allah at times of distress. And when they board a ship, they supplicate Allah, sincere to Him in religion. But when He delivers them to the land, at once they associate others with Him. Yet, in our times. Some sinners are the same at times of ease and distress. How shameful! The polytheists of the Prophet ﷺ's time had more knowledge of there is none rightly worshipped but Allah than them. Moreover, one of the greatest benefits of travel and its most significant connection to Allah is recognizing His greatness and power by looking at the marvelous creation He has made, beautiful and wondrous, of animals and inanimate objects, of stationary and moving beings, and various forms He has placed in the depths of the earth, its crevices and its prominent mountains as stakes and valleys. There are also streaks of white and red, of varying shades and raven black, and winged creatures of different kinds and various forms. Indeed, in that is a lesson for whoever would fear Allah. He created them after they had not existed, in marvelous visible forms, and arranged them in their diversity with a subtle power and precise craftsmanship. Some have a single color, untainted by any other color, and some have multiple colors and patterns. And among people and moving creatures and graving livestock are various colors similarly. Only those fear Allah from among His servants who have knowledge. So glory be to Him who established clear signs of His greatness and power, to which minds submit, acknowledging Him and surrendering to Him. It becomes clear to them that the creator of the ant is the creator of the palm tree. Woo, all woo to those who deny the Creator and reject the Administrator. They claim that they are like plants with no cultivator and no maker for their different forms. Despite their advancements, this reality escaped their confused thoughts and disturbed minds, while a simple Bedouin richly expressed, a sky with constellations, an earth with paths, and a sea with waves, and a footprint indicating travel, and dung indicating the presence of a camel. Does all of this not indicate the subtle, the all-aware? Indeed, Allah is the cleaver of the grain and the date seeds. He brings the living out of the dead and brings the dead out of the living. That is Allah. So how are you deluded? He is the cleaver of daybreak and has made the night for rest and the sun and moon for calculation. That is the determination of the exalted in might, the knowing. O people, be conscious of Allah and know that Islam has given great importance to travel with specific rules, including sunnahs, etiquettes, obligations, prohibitions, and disliked actions that every traveler should not neglect. It emphasizes reviving the forgotten sunnahs when traveling, such as the farewell remembrance by saying when bidding farewell, I place you in the trust of Allah whose trust is never lost, and the supplication for riding an animal, and saying takbir on every elevation, and tasbih subhanallah when descending into a valley, and mentioning the coming of night during travel by saying, O earth, my Lord and your Lord is Allah, I seek refuge in Allah from your evil, and the evil of what is in you, the evil of what was created in you, and the evil of what moves upon you. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of every lion and serpent and snake, from the evil of every scorpion and the inhabitants of the land, that is the jinn, and from the evil of the parent, that is shaitan, and what he has begotten, the offspring of devils. And saying when one stops at a place, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah from the evil of what he created, for nothing will harm them until they depart from that place. It is also recommended for the traveler, if dawn breaks upon them while traveling, to say what has been confirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when dawn broke upon him. He who listens has heard that we praise Allah for the good things He gives us. Our Lord, be with us and bestow your favor upon us. I seek the protection of Allah from the fire. There are many other sunnahs that time does not allow mentioning. However, the Prophet ﷺ's recommendations on the etiquettes of travel, including remembrance, takbir, and tasbih, imply that it is as if the entire traveling journey is in a state of prayer. These acts make glorifying Allah the occupation of the traveler, and remembering Him and praising Him brings tranquility to the hearts. Consequently, the journey feels shorter and easier for the traveler, and they escape its hardships and distress. We ask Allah Almighty to make all of our travels and journeys praiseworthy and full of His remembrance. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.